Hi everybody, this is Nikki. I've been away for a little bit because I've had a really hectic week with lots of projects on the go, and so that's taken me away from my podcast for a while. But I have decided that I am, in order to stay regular with this, I may do at least a weekly podcast, maybe twice a week, but I'm going to try and get into a little bit more of a routine with these. So I've always said that I'm going to see how it goes, and thank you all for listening in, people who have listened in and given encouragement. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So that's something for me to do. What I wanted to talk about today is, how do you stay creative? How do we as artists, creative singers, writers, illustrators, you name it, how do we stay creative and keep going when we feel that we have lost our muse, or we feel that we've lost that creative flow? Because when you're in the flow, everything just seems to work. You're immersed in your work, you pull things together, they just seem to, you know exactly what you want to do when you do it, and it just works. And it just seems that our muse is just there, and we're just following, and everything works, and you feel really good. But a lot of the time, as artists, as creatives and artists, as you'll know, we all know that we get a lot of those dry periods. Well, I call them dry. Maybe they're not really dry, but they're the moments when we feel that our muse seems to have deserted us. So that magic spark, that feeling that makes us roll along almost without thinking about it, that makes us really feel that we've come into our own, just doesn't seem to be there. Seems to have gone AWOL. And you know what I mean here. And nothing we seem to do seems to work when it comes to our art. So in my case, I will try and put things together. I will use different textures, different photographs, and I just don't like or won't like what it is I'm creating. I'll have the idea in my head and it just doesn't work. It's not working. And yet I know that maybe the day before I had just created something that I thought, wow, this is really great. But 2 days later, it's like it never happened, and I can't get back the feeling of whatever it was that helped me do what I did before. So I personally, what I do is I tend not to wait for a muse to show up. I like to say that I like my muse to find me working. And, you know, if she decides to stay, she decides to stay. If not, well, okay, we'll fight. That's not a big deal. But for some people, as soon as they feel a protracted, protracted time, and they don't feel that creative spirit moving and, you know, moving the earth and everything, begin to get worried. And as soon as you start getting worried and despondent, it really drops your mood, and I think it pulls you down, and you feel that you'll never get out of that deep pit and in order to create again. I think these times are like valleys and mountains, valleys and hills. I think these are quite normal. They're normal times. They're normal. It's a normal thing to happy. It's a normal thing to happen. You can't be on all the time. And if it looks like people are on all the time, they're not actually on all the time. You just don't see those peaks and troughs they go through. And most of the time, they've learned how to manage it. They've learned what to do when those things are going on. They've learned how to look after themselves. They've learned self-care. They've learned to be mindful. They've learned not to put pressure on themselves manage that, because you just can't be down in the doldrums all the time. And many people think that creatives are tortured. I don't think we have to be tortured at all. I think that is a choice. So some of the things I do, and I suggest that you consider doing, are trying like a fixed time where you do something creative without any pressure on yourself as to what you need to do with it. So if you're a writer, maybe you just write 3 pages of rubbish, or 3 pages of something, 3 pages of poetry, or whatever it is that comes into your head, but without necessarily expecting an outcome. And the aim there is that you did it, and the creativity may show up then, it may not. Musicians do things called finger exercises. So they do some chords up and down the piano keys as an exercise to keep the fingers supple and flexible. And I do that as an artist. 15 minutes every day, 15 to 30 minutes every day, well, mostly every day. Every day is the real ideal. And you do something. You throw some art together, you paint, I throw textures together with a photograph or try a new technique. And at the end, I might scrap it or I might keep it. And it's not the actual art that counts there, it's the doing of it. So you're not thinking of whether you're in the flow, you're just doing it. Almost like an exercise. Because the more you do it, the more you'll be used to doing it, and then your muse will find you working. The third thing you can do, and this is a very good idea, is to not focus on the art at all. Think about something else that you're interested in, that you've always been interested in, but that maybe you've never really explored. And just go down a path of being curious about it. And ask yourself, what are you interested in? What are you really, really interested in? And this can be anything. It can be archaeology. It can be stamp collecting. And just try and do a little bit of exploration around that topic and see what comes up. Number one, it will take you away from focusing on whether or not you feel in the creative mood. And number two, you just never know what will happen. So those are three suggestions that I offer and that I try and do. Most of the time, especially the finger exercise aspect works for me. But sometimes it doesn't, and I just have to switch off and do something else. Just wanted to, while I remember it, mention one more thing, and that is journaling. For artists, you can art journal. Like, I have a book where I have written down some things that I want to create, even though I have no clue how I'm going to create them. I don't know, but I know I can learn. And it just gives me ideas to play around with. So, I hope that this is something that's useful to you or helpful to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be fixed on artists and creatives. It's just that I want to speak from that perspective, but it can actually apply to anybody in any walk of life. We don't always feel on all the time, and we have to learn to manage the times when we are not feeling on and still feel that we are taking care of ourselves, and that our muse will come back, and that we will be able to keep progressing along on our journey. So, I'll leave you with those thoughts. Please do leave me any comments if you have any comments, and let me know what you think, if you've got any thoughts, or if this resonates with you somehow. Okay, until next time, bye for now.